Welcome to a podcast. Today, we will be analyzing When Breath Becomes Air. When Breath Becomes Air is a memoir written by Paul Kalanithi, a neurosurgeon who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer at the age of 36. This book documents Kalanithi's journey through his illness and the reflections he had on life, death, and meaning. Now, we've only scratched the surface in what content we'll be covering in this podcast. But as you know, this is a podcast. So, we'll be right back after this break.
Have you ever walked down the road and said to yourself, "Man, I would really like to have a courgette right now." Oh, you haven't? Oh. I'm sorry then. Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we'll be looking at Otherwise. Otherwise is a poem by Jane Kenyon, who was diagnosed with a terminal illness, leukemia, at a young age. Otherwise is a poem that describes the speaker's desire to live a simple and fulfilling life, despite the difficulties and hardships that may come. The poem speaks to the idea that, even in the face of death, we can find meaning and purpose in our lives. Finding meaning is important because
welcome back to Everything About When Breath Becomes Air, the podcast. You guys like that name? Well, I hate to be one to brag, but I did make it up on the spot. Now, where were we?
Sorry, I hate to interrupt, but I was just recording my own podcast here.
I'm sorry, they told me to come to this venue.
Yeah, they told me the same thing.
Okay, so we're stuck with each other. So, I'll tell you what my podcast is about. So, my podcast is talking about When Breath Becomes Air by Paul Kalanithi. And the main ideas I'm kind of talking about is life, death, and meaning.
Well, that kind of works perfectly with my podcast. My podcast is talking about the poem Otherwise by Jane Kenyon. And my main idea is that even in the face of death, we can find meaning and purpose in our lives. Do you think that maybe we can kind of connect our podcasts?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a collaborative podcast, which includes yours truly, and a guest in which I am very honored to have by my side. Today, we'll be looking at the relationship between When Breath Becomes Air and Otherwise. Now, how will we do so? Trust me, you'll see.
There are several ways in which When Breath Becomes Air and Otherwise's main themes and ideas can be seen to be related.
One of the most prominent themes that both works explore is the concept of meaning and purpose in life. In When Breath Becomes Air, Kalanithi grapples with the question of what makes life worth living in the face of his terminal illness. He reflects on the things that gave his life meaning before his diagnosis, such as his work as a neurosurgeon and his relationship with his loved ones, and wonders whether these things will continue to have meaning for him as he approaches death.
Similarly, the speaker in Otherwise expresses a desire to live a simple and meaningful life, even in the face of hardship and suffering. The poem speaks to the idea that meaning and purpose can be found in the small, everyday moments of life, and that it is possible to find joy and fulfillment even in the face of difficult circumstances.
Another theme that both When Breath Becomes Air and Otherwise address is the idea of mortality and the human experience of death. In When Breath Becomes Air, Kalanithi writes about his own experience of facing his own mortality and the ways in which this experience changed his perspective on life. He reflects on the fear and uncertainty that accompanied his diagnosis, as well as the ways in which he struggled to come to terms with the fact that his time was limited.
Similarly, Otherwise speaks to the idea that death is an inherent part of the human experience, and that it is something that we must all eventually confront. The poem encourages the reader to embrace life fully, despite the knowledge that it will eventually come to an end.
Another theme that both When Breath Becomes Air and Otherwise explore is the importance of relationships and connections to others. In When Breath Becomes Air, Cal Neithi writes about the significance of his relationships with his wife, Lucy, and his daughter, Elizabeth, in helping him to find meaning and purpose in his life. He reflects on the love and support they provided him during his illness, and the ways in which their presence helped him to find joy and hope, even in the darkest moments.
Similarly, the speaker in Otherwise speaks to the importance of human connection and the ways in which relationships with others can enrich our lives and give us a sense of belonging and purpose. The poem encourages the reader to cherish and nurture the relationships that they have, and to find meaning and fulfillment in the connections they share with others.
Overall, When Breath Becomes Air and Otherwise are both works that explore the human experience of life, death, and meaning. Both works speak to the importance of finding purpose and meaning in life, and the ways in which relationships with others can enrich and give purpose to our lives. They encourage readers to embrace life fully, even in the face of hardship and the knowledge of our own mortality, and to find joy and fulfillment in the small, everyday moments of our lives. Thank you.